talk right now with a guy that's been doing surveys. He's in the know, but he has time for this show. Kind of surprised. Nick Nanos. Nick, good morning and welcome to Mix 97.
Hey, good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners.
We should say Nick is probably the lead guy in the country, Nanos Research. He is the chief data scientist and founder. But even bigger than that, you grew up in Trenton.
Absolutely. I'm a Trenton boy. I was born in Trenton, went to Dufferin Public School, went to Prince Charles, went to Trenton High School for a year, and then we moved. But, yeah, my dad had a business right on Dundas Street, National Billiards, for some of your listeners. So I was the little kid in National Billiards running around sweeping the floor.
Nice. And you apparently still have an outstanding tab at the Skyline Restaurant.
Oh, yeah. My dad, Jimmy Nanos, would say, go down to see your Uncle Jimmy at the Skyline. Get a coffee for me, right? So I'd be doing the coffee run in the morning, you know, doing the coffee run for my dad.
Well, people are familiar with the name in Mix Nation about Nanos. And, I mean, all the big boys use you, CTV, you're all across the country with different media platforms kind of explaining the research. And today we're going to focus on the election. If the election were held today, Nick, who's our winner tomorrow morning?
Oh, boy. I don't know. It's going to be a coin toss. Right now we have the Conservatives, according to the latest Nanos tracking completed last night. Conservatives at 31.2, Liberals at 30.5, NDP 21.4, People's Party 6.8, Bloc 6.2, Green Party 3.7. So when we look at the popular support, it's a dead heat, kind of like the last election, which was, you know, the Conservatives won the popular support but lost the seats. So, you know, right now it's basically a coin toss. It's a frantic dash to the finish.
Nick, you know, we heard from the politicians on the campaign trail, the only poll that matters is Election Day.
Yeah.
And they let on they don't read into what your company and others are reporting on. After speaking to Canadians, do you find that that there's a disconnect with the politicians and what you're showing?
No, actually, you know, they're right. The only poll that really counts is Election Day, but the poll they fear the most is the Nanos poll that comes out every night.
Because yeah.
They look at it, and the politicians are either clutching their chest or they're fist pumping or yelling. Or yelling at the same time because it's like, I can't believe we're losing or winning or whatever. So, you know, the thing is that the polls, you know, the politicians are all watching the polls. It's like they're like junkies.
And I want to just get this in, Nick. I've noticed here in Mix Nation, now that's Belleville, Quinte West, and the county, in the last 3 days, and I've been watching closely, there seems to be a stronger presence for the People's Party of Canada popping
Absolutely.
Over.
Yep, and you know what? We've seen that right across the country. We have the People's Party at 6.8. Put that into context, before the election, on the Thursday before the election was called, they were at 1.9%. So I think Maxime Bernier has, for anyone that is disenchanted with any of the mainline parties, disappointed with the main federal leaders, he's a protest vote. And so he's a protest vote against Ottawa. He's also for people that might not be hot on what I'll say a heavy government hand when it comes to vaccinations. Mm-hmm. He's a parking place for that. And as a result, he's got more traction now. And, you know, go figure, the guy wasn't even in the debate, right? He wasn't in the debate, but his numbers have improved. Do you imagine if he was in the debate? What might have happened? That would have been bad news for Aaron O'Toole, especially because Maxime Bernier, as everybody knows, ran to be the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada and lost.
Our guest is Nick Nanos from Nanos Research. Nick, with the People's Party of Canada, their numbers going up, there seems to be some significant increase in attention to what they're doing, or at least what their platform stands for. Does that hurt O'Toole and help Trudeau in the stretch?
Well, you know, the thing is both O'Toole and Trudeau have their problem. You know, for Aaron O'Toole, he's looking over his right shoulder, and there's Maxime Bernier, and he's probably thinking, boy, if I could have taken that 7% and put it on top of mine, if Maxime Bernier didn't exist, it would be a conservative romp at the polls and a win. But, you know, the thing is that for Justin Trudeau, he's dealing with the same thing. The New Democrats are still doing well. We have them at 21.4%. If the New Democrats hold their numbers, they'll basically stop the Liberals from forming a majority government. So we've got that going.
Exciting time for you and your researchers?
Well, yeah, exciting, tiring. You know, it's a long day. We have one team that stays up until 1 o'clock in the morning crunching the numbers. And I didn't say my brother John, who is also born in Trenton, is my business partner, so we work together. And John and his team kind of prepare all the reports until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I wake up at around 10 to 5, and I write the headline and check the numbers, and then we push them out the door. But it makes for a pretty long days, but it is exciting.
Nick, can you kind of explain Coles Notes version, how you get these results, kind of
yep.
questions, or how you reach out to Canadians?
Yep. So we do live telephone calling. So we have people, humans, calling humans. We have a call center that we select people randomly to participate in the survey. And it's based on landline and cell line sample, because there are a lot of households that don't have landlines. And then what we do is every night we do 400 interviews, and we roll that up into a national survey of 1,200 Canadians, and it's accurate plus or minus 2.8 percentage points 19 times out of 20. And then every night we add a new night worth of data and drop the old data.
Got a question from a listener. It says, Sean, can you ask Nick, who pays the researchers?
Well, all the researchers, this project is paid for by the Globe and Mail and CTV News. So they carry the freight for all of this. And then all of our researchers are obviously on the Nanos payroll, and we don't outsource stuff.
And one more message sent to the show. Nick, it says here, hey, Sean, can you tell Nick he was the cutest guy in grade 5? So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that from a guy or a girl?
No, from anyways, a guy. Kathy is her name, yeah.
I'd like to say I am also married and have 4 boys. There we go. Happily married.
Thank you for this. Nick Nanos, appreciate you giving us some time here on Mix 97. Continue good work, and we'll build a relationship.
Absolutely. Say hello to everyone in the Quinte region, my hometown.
All right. Thank you. Nick Nanos joining.